Thank you for tuning in to the Helium Radio Network. You are listening to a rebroadcast of a previously recorded show. Welcome to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast in downtown St. Petersburg at Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center. You're hosted today by Scott and Lena Roberts.
Hi.
And we're joined today by Kesha Fowler. Kesha is not only a massage therapist here, but she's also an acupuncture physician and has a very unique background and story as to how she decided to get into holistic health. Can you please tell us a little bit about what got you on that journey? And
well, I started out actually in the tech industry and quickly found out that I was incredibly miserable doing that. Didn't feel rewarding to me at all. I was bored. I was really not interested in anything that was that I was needing to learn in order to do the job. And what I did find was that the thing that I liked most about it was being able to help people understand how to use their computers and their networks and that type of thing. So I had a strong ability to be able to communicate things a lot easier than my coworkers, and you know, could come away from those experiences with the client being happy versus just being more frustrated. And so I thought, you know, I know that I don't want to be doing this for the rest of my life, but what would I want to do? And I basically sat down and made a list of, if I could do anything in the world, what would it be? Somehow massage therapy ended up on that list, and I don't even know where that came from, but so I started doing some research to find out where I could learn more about it, go to school for it, and then embarked on that journey. So I became certified. I started practicing. I left the tech industry very quickly after I graduated from massage school. And
where did you go to massage school at?
Baltimore School of Massage.
Okay.
Practiced for roughly 12 years. And felt like I wanted to be able to treat people on a deeper level. So I then made a decision to go back to school to learn about traditional Chinese medicine.
And where did you go to school for that?
Five Branches University in Santa Cruz, California.
Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
So your journey took you from Baltimore to California and then eventually to Florida.
And back to Florida.
Did you grow up here, or where did you grow up?
I did not. So I grew up in Martinsburg, West Virginia, and I always say I escaped there as quickly as I could. Mm-hmm. I spent most of my adult life in the Baltimore area, and then about 8 years in California.
What brought you to St. Pete?
Quality of life.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Same here.
Yep.
So tell us, what drew you to the therapeutic massage approach as opposed to the spa?
You know, when I started that journey to find out how I could learn more about massage and become certified to practice it, the school at that time had a little introductory course that was like a 2-hour thing. And I signed up for that, went into it. And honestly, from the moment the instructor started talking, I felt like I had come home. Mm-hmm. I was just so amazed at the human body and the anatomy and physiology and learning about the muscles and how they worked and the skeleton and how it all fit together. It just really fascinated me. And so I felt like, you know, this was knowledge. I was gaining knowledge and tools to be able to help people in a way that a lot of people couldn't. So I knew from that moment that I wanted to work from a therapeutic perspective. And, you know, spa work just seemed like I would get bored really easily doing that.
Yes.
I like the challenge of trying to, it's like a puzzle to me. You know, how does it fit? How did this happen? Why are we now at this point versus like when the injury first occurred or whatever that was? I like putting all those pieces together. And I don't think that the spa massage in that environment that I would really be able to thrive in that way.
Correct. Correct.
So at some point in time, you also decided to include being an acupuncture physician and pursuing more knowledge in oriental medicine, which I think gives you a unique approach. What made that happen for you? Where did you make that leap into wanting to include that?
You know, I kind of hit this place in my career where, you know, because I've always done therapeutic work, I was starting to have a lot of repetitive use injury. And I kind of had this moment where I thought, you know, I don't know how many more years I'm going to have in my hands to be able to do the work that I've been doing. But to think about going into any other, you know, area of work, I certainly couldn't go sit, you know, in a corporate job at a desk or, you know, retail or anything like that. I feel like that would just kill me. So I wanted to be able to still utilize the knowledge that I had gained through all those years, but be able to apply it on a deeper level. And it just seemed like acupuncture and Eastern theory just made the most sense for me to do that. So it just seemed like the right next step for me to be able to continue to do what I've done on some level, but also be able to apply it in a much deeper way.
So I get asked a lot, even down at the Saturday morning market, about acupuncture. And I have a very rudimentary, basic knowledge of acupuncture and what that involves. And there's a big difference between an acupuncture physician and an acupuncturist. Can you tell us what that is?
Well, a lot of it has to do with state by state. You know, we have certain levels of certification, and some states see us as primary care providers. And that was the same in California, where they have their own licensing board and all of that. And California tends to be the highest level of licensure for acupuncturists. And then Florida is actually number two. So because they also recognize us as primary care providers. And so they kind of hold us to that standard, of course, in the licensing process. So that's kind of where the distinction comes from.
So what does that allow you to do with internal type stuff? So like I'm very well versed, and Lena and Jemison, we're all very well versed on the musculature and the different ways that can impact the way someone feels and moves and just is able to exist or function. But I think you have a very unique insight into a lot of that. Can you talk a little bit, expand a little bit more on that?
A lot of my academic training and schooling was, you know, Western-based, you know, medicine for internal conditions. And it's not because we are able to diagnose or even necessarily treat from a Western perspective, but the biggest thing is that we need to be able to recognize when there's a red flag, you know, and refer somebody out, particularly in an urgent situation, so...
That's
I think that's very important, to be able to know what you can do and how you can help.
Exactly.
And sometimes calling someone else is how you help the best.
Right. Or send them out. You know.
Right.
And I'm not afraid to say I don't know, but I can put you in contact with somebody who does.
Right.
So that's just as important part of my job as anything else. Yeah.
Whether other than being in Baltimore and California, prior to coming here to Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center, what other experiences have you had that have helped make you who you are?
I think, you know, a lot of, I would say a lot of that has to do with my client base, my patient base. You know, I've been fortunate that I've had people trust me with some chronic conditions, debilitating illnesses, and they have, by instilling that trust in me, they've given me an opportunity to really learn and grow through the process of healing with them. And that has helped me immensely. So I would say, you know, that was something that just sort of happened for me. I didn't necessarily seek it out, but I think in opening myself up to doing the therapeutic work, it just was, those were the types of cases that I would get. And, you know, and I love it. Again, it's like the puzzle, you know, for me, but also the understanding of how how much that can impact somebody's life. You know, it's not just about how they feel physically, but there are many other aspects of their life that can be affected by those types of conditions.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. We are going to take a quick break right here, and we'll be back in a few minutes with the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast with Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center. You can reach us at 727-822-8866.
Hey, Eric Rimmel here, producer of the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast, and I'm here today to tell you about the amazing folks at Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center. Not only am I a producer of the show, but I'm also a client. Their staff of therapists are truly the best at what they do. Now is your chance to check them out for yourself. Go to their website, peacefulwarriorswellness.com, and click book now, or give them a call at 727-822-8866. Use the promo code radio and get $15 off your first visit. Yes, you heard me right. $15 off your first visit. Now, this is just for a limited time, and make sure to tell them that you heard about it on heliumradio.com.
Welcome back to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast with Scott Roberts and
Lena Roberts
and
Kesha Fowler.
Welcome back. So we've been talking with Kesha a lot about some of the different things that separate her from any other therapist that I know, let alone here inside of Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center. A lot of times we get too focused on just the acupuncture side of what you do. And I think the Oriental medicine approach involves quite a few other components. Can you talk, elaborate on some of that a little bit, whether it be with herbs or ear seeds, and you include gua sha and cupping? And
yeah, I have many, many tools that I can pull from. And that's a good point, actually, because I always tell my patients, you should tell me everything, because there's often times that I can do something that you just wouldn't even imagine that I could do anything with. So cupping is a big part of that. I also do something called gua sha, which is kind of a scraping technique, which we use typically a flattened tool that we could do sort of multi-directional strokes across muscles or fascia or even meridian lines that can increase blood flow quite a bit in circulation of lymph fluid through the whole body, not just the area that we're doing it on. Also, Chinese herbs is a big part of my training as well. That is a very individual, you know, type of thing, that I can either make a formula based specifically for somebody, or there are many formulas that have been in place for thousands of years that work very well. So
that long, huh?
Yeah.
That's a long time. Thousands of years. That's kind of hard to wrap our head around sometimes.
She also does zero balancing. Tell us a little bit about that I absolutely love.
Zero balancing is a very unique type of body work. It's actually an energetic type of alignment, I guess you could call it. It was designed by an osteopath who then became an acupuncturist. And he sort of developed this, I hate to call it a protocol, but there's really no other way to describe it in terms of how we go through the body and work the entire skeleton. So we look at some of the mobility in major joints throughout the skeleton and do small holds and little adjustments to the soft tissue around those joints. And it's actually aligning the energetic body with the physical body.
Right.
All right. Well, everybody, I'm going to have to step away from the microphone here because I have a client that just walked in. So Lena's going to finish hosting this session. One more question before I go that you can answer for our listeners. With all that knowledge that you have and all the different tools and techniques that you have, talk to us a little bit about some of your assessment process. And the hocus pocus, for lack of a better word, obviously it's not. It's very scientifically based. That goes along with reading things like pulses and skin coloring and you know, the eyes, the ears, the tongue, or et cetera.
I prefer the word voodoo.
Voodoo. that's fine with me, too. Voodoo it is. So anyway, everybody have a great day, and I hope you enjoy the rest of this podcast.
So some of the diagnostic assessment is, first, it's an extremely detailed health screen that we go through each and every single system of the body. Everything, there's nothing sacred really in that intake. You know, we talk about body fluids, many things that people are typically are like, wow, do you really need to know that? But it's all important information. And that's because, you know, we don't look at where the problem is happening. We look at how everything is communicating with everything else. And if it isn't, then we need to make that correction. So some of what I do after we talk for 20 to 30 minutes and go through that detailed health screen is also feeling the pulses. There are three positions on each wrist, and that will tell me a lot about what's happening internally. I also look at the tongue, and that tells me even more about what's happening on a much deeper level. The pulses can change very quickly to something. So, like, if you woke up this morning and you felt like you were coming down with a cold, your pulse would reflect that relatively quickly. The tongue is a more chronic condition, so that tells me when something has been there for some time, and then it might take a little bit longer to rectify.
So tell me what a client could expect whenever they come in for a massage session with you. We'll go through, because Kesha also does a massage and acupuncture combo massage after you've had your first original acupuncture session with her. And that is completely amazing. But so let's talk about each one of them separately. First is the massage. When you, Kesha does what we are considering now starting next month is a relaxing therapeutic massage. She talked to me about that. What can a client expect when they come in with you?
When a client comes in, you know, I like to sit down and just take a few minutes to really kind of gain an understanding of what is happening for them. Like, why are they here today? Is there one specific area that they're feeling like they need focus on? But also get a sense of how that one area is affecting their, you know, their day-to-day routine. And then decide how do we want to approach that. And I always give the client the option to either have focus work on just that area, or if they want focus work, a little bit of extra time on that area with the full body massage so that they can feel like everything was touched.
Correct.
And I think that's important, because sometimes when something is hurting us and we get so focused on that specific thing, it's nice to remember that there are parts of our body that don't hurt sometimes. So,
yeah, it's always amazing to me that I am hurting in my neck and then someone will touch my calf and I'm like, oh my gosh, I had no idea there was so much in there. And you don't realize that because you're so focused on whatever is bothering you.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me about your combo, the acupuncture and massage session, which is just yummy.
The combo is more, again, we sort of structure it based on what the person needs. And so if there are specific areas that they, or even that I feel like they just need a certain amount of soft tissue work on, more than cupping or gua sha. Because sometimes, you know, I can do those things and still not really feel like I'm getting to the level that I would like to. And I just need to spend time doing some myofascial release for them. There might also be times that they have compromised, you know, skin in some way, or we can't do cupping because they might have, you know, a disc herniation or something along those lines. to certain times that I may not necessarily be able to use those other tools that I would have to use my hands and doing my fascial release or deep tissue massage. So we would do that for as much time as we needed to. I typically require that that is a 90-minute session so that we have enough time to do everything.
Right.
And and it also gives me time to sort of play that out a little bit as I'm working. If I can get something to release relatively quickly, then I can give them more time with needles. But if I need to work more, you know, doing manual release, then I can have less time with needles. So
great. And it, like I said, that was just super relaxing to me. But I think you used, the most recent was with my hot flashes. And the massage calmed me down. And then the acupuncture did whatever it was that it did that balanced out my hormones, that was able to calm the hot flashes down. And that was over a year ago. I remember this now. And I have been pretty calm since. I think that I, knock on some wood somewhere here, I think that I have hit the top of the mountain and I'm going down it. So.
You know, that's a good point, actually, because sometimes people are anxious about getting acupuncture. And doing the combo treatments is often a nice way to kind of soothe the nervous system and sort of get them out of a sympathetic response, so that they can enjoy the acupuncture a little bit more. Yes. Same with the zero balancing. You know, I can do zero balancing on somebody before we do needles, and they can still have a really great experience if they're feeling anxious about.
Because a lot of times for me, and this is just me with acupuncture, it's more stressful for me to think to have to lay there on the table than it is to have the needles poked in me.
Yeah.
Because I'd have to be still.
Right.
And that's like torture to me to be still. Yeah.
It is for some people.
Yes. So the last few minutes that we have in the podcast here, I'd like for you to tell me a little bit of idea about what your perfect client would be.
One of the things that I see happen a lot is people, you know, we live in such a instant gratification society that people get frustrated with the process. You know, when you're doing holistic medicine, particularly with something like with acupuncture, traditional Chinese medicine, it takes a while. And a lot of times we find ourselves in a situation, you know, where we have an injury or whatever health concern has come up. And in our mind, it's just like, I just woke up today and now all of a sudden I have this thing. And we want to flip the switch and get it back, you know, to
yes.
where it was.
Push button, fix issue.
Exactly. And so it just doesn't work that way. With acupuncture and any kind of holistic medicine, the only thing that we're doing is helping your body remember that it has the ability to heal itself. Depending on where you are in that spectrum, it can take a while. And I see people, it's hard for people to really commit to a real treatment plan and stick it out. So I'm constantly having that conversation with people about expectations. So I would say my ideal client is somebody that can come in and have an open mind and just be willing to go through the process and respect the process, that it is going to be slow and you are going to have ups and downs and you're going to have days where you'll feel great and you'll have days where you won't feel so great. But we're moving toward that, you know, getting you back to that place of better balance and vitality. So
great. Balance and vitality. Those are two words to live by. Thank you very much, Kesha, for joining us today on the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast at the Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center in downtown St. Petersburg. You can go to our website and read a little bit about us and click on the Meet Our Warriors tab and read about all the different warriors here. That's peacefulwarriorswellness.com. Thank you very much and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Helium Radio. The views expressed by show hosts or their guests are their own and should not be construed in any way as advice from Helium Radio. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our website. Personal perspectives expressed by producers, writers, and editors will always be presented as such. Any rebroadcast or retransmission without the express written consent of Helium Radio is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.